In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, under me. This is the last lecture in our series of lectures, how to deal or how to cope with the fast-changing world. And as we said in the last lecture, we need to hold to something constant, something unchangeable. Whatnot, it is God, it is His principles, it is His commandments, it's His word, it's His promise. And when we return to the Lord and we hold fast to Him, then it will be easy for us to cope with this fast-changing world. That's why our last picture is about return to the root. Zach America, the mountain. To give America for them their hands, it is a real challenge to serve in the present time. Because of changes in the society, because of the changes in our personal and daily life, and also because of the children in the ones we serve from the community time, it's impossible in our time. One of the church fathers asked, preach the gospel to all the world, and if necessary, use words. And we preach the gospel by your example. And if necessary, use words. Preaching through the example is more important than preaching through words. There was also an Antum Risalatna, in Makron Gamianus. Ashakida, you are the fifth gospel. You are the fifth gospel. I should read in you the gospel of Christ. That had no happy. The way we live is vital if you want to be effective for the kingdom of God. It's not only the way we teach, but more important, the way we live if you want to be effective. Al Shakira, we need to excel in the three relationships Elohim, as we mentioned in John chapter 15, in order if we want to be true servants of the Lord. How to return to the Lord, that's the first relationship. Our relationship with others, and our relationship with the world. That's the three relationships. To return to the Lord, your relationship with God, relationship with others, and relationship with the world. Relationship to Christ, relationship to other believers, and relationship to the world. Third area, ahna hamarafim b'sarah d'ilah. Relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, you can read about it in John chapter 15, from verse 1 to 11. The first and the key relationship in John chapter 15 is relationship we have with our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the anchor, he is the axis. Around him we revolve. We cannot be effective in our ministry without having a strong relationship. In John chapter 15, the Lord Jesus Christ describes our relationship with him as being as close as the branches of a vine are to the vine itself. Shurta Aqsam is a Sabila to Karma. Rabbeinu said, Ana wa Karma wa Tuba Aqsam. I think that to imagine how the host of that yadar Yaish for one moment away from the vine, it will die. Once you cut the branch from the vine, it will die. Ashkara Rabbeinu said, Kerma, Yanina Jitta. Abide in me. Abide in me. Are you branch that was set for karma? Didn't abide in me. So when we speak about our relationship with God, we're speaking about the abiding in Christ. It's more than here I have a penny, well, it's more than the ritual. And it's a relationship and a Christmas prayer or something like that. But I'm saying it's part of the abiding. Like if you keep these things and you are not in Him, you don't abide in Him, it will not help. They are more mere rituals without a real relationship, without spirituality. The they end up idolatry. فالنوم إثبات فيا أبايد النين زي ما الغصن ثابت في الكرمة انتو في الفسر كيف أبايد النين دي هنتكلم على ثلاث تسبيل ثلاث نقص فيها كل كرايس توس إلى أبايد النين في ثلاث three aspects of the word أبايد النين إيه word أبايد النين معناها إيه The first aspect of abiding in Enta is not rush. كلمة abide فيها نوع من أنواع الاستقرار. ثبات. كلمة ما فيهاش كلمة إيه؟ يعني استعجال كده وحاجة بسرعة يبقى نوت رش. عشان بقول إن the very word abide seems to me to be opposite of the word hurrying. كثير احنا our relationship with Christ is in a hurry not to abide in him. زي ما قلتوا كلمة abide في معنى استقرار tranquility ثبات فيها في الوقت بيني يعني ايه abiding؟ تلاقوا ربنا يسوع المسيح he took the time to go off and to leave everybody and to go and pray in the middle of his heavy schedule to have solitary time with the Father to abide in the Father when we start the kid at the night they're abiding شرح بكل ربنا لسه الخير ونزل الشغل بتاعه فأقول لك أنا أصلا ما عنديش وقت فأصلي في العربية حكاية تصلي في العربية كويس ما تصلي كل حين يعني it's good in انت to pray every time and everywhere But if you pray only in the car, you have a problem. Then ربنا became secondary in your life. فتعملوا كده حاجة على الماشي. أحيانا يعني أقول لكم اعتراف. أحيانا علشان أنا مثلا أحد يبقى بيزي فأعمل حاجتين في وقت واحد. مثلا ممكن أكون قاعد مثلا بشتغل على الكمبيوتر ونفس الوقت برد على التليفون. فلما يجي واحد يكلمني يحس كده ان انا مثلا بعمل حاجة تانية وقت ما انا بكلمه غير سيدنا I want your undivided attention واستعجل كده قول يا رب احنا دلنا ما بين بعض We want the undivided attention of the other person But sometimes with God we don't give him our undivided attention مش كده بسوق وصل والميزانية طب هل دي الـ undivided attention اللي احنا بنديه ربنا زي ما بقول لكم انا I'm not against praying while driving لكن if that is the only praying that you do then you are not abiding you are hiding but سيد المسيح can be up the work for sure there is no relationship without communication تقدر تقول ان انا معايا relationship مع فلان الفلاني and you don't communicate let's put communication Well, communication, it has to be a dialogue, not monologue, right? يعني ايه؟ ما تقولش انا معايا relation مع فلان وانت بتتكلم طول الوقت وما تقولش حاجة خالص. So, there has to be a dialogue. احنا in our relationship with Christ, in order to have a dialogue, we speak to him in prayer and he speaks to us in the Bible. So, these two parts are very essential in our relationship. وما تقدرش بقى تخيل لو بتكلم واحد صاحبك وبتكر كلام كده تقول ازيك عامل ايه مش عارف ايه اصلا مستعجل ورحت خدت السكه على طول لك ايه انت فاهم ايه عم اوفر مكالمتك دي احنا احيانا مع ربنا بنكر كده فنص سنه خلاص رحم الله وربنا ورانا وخلصنا نظام مسيح سترنا بنكر كده هل دي ابايدنج ان كرايست مش كده قلت لكم في السنس بتاع not hurrying لان انت there is no rushing. We read at the beginning of St. Mark Gospel after healing many in a particular town. يقول لك very early in the morning while it was still dark Jesus got up, left the house, went off to a solitary place where he prayed. This abiding. قبل الدنيا لسه ضلمة. ولكن أحيانا يبقى الواحد صاحي متأخر مستعجل ويسبب صلاة ذاتي يقول سبقت عيناي وقت الصحة لأدرك هنا أطفال. فندعو على ربنا. تقول له سبقت عيناي وقت الصحة والصحة متأخر وتذكرها ويمكن الظهر اللي هو موجود دلوقتي. علشان كده you need in order to abide in Christ you need to spend quality time with God. Spend quality time with God, not snatching time with God. دي أول aspect في الابايدنج. الاسبيكت الثاني في الابايدنج اللي هي getting to know the knowledge. Then I say, look, eternal life here is to know God. مش في جون شابتر 17 يقول لك وهذه هي الحياة الأبدية أن يعرفوا. And because God is infinite, that's why you need infinite time to know the infinite God. مش كده الأبدية infinite. There is no abiding without knowing. وبعد كده how to know him. العقافين لك تتعرف فلان تقول له اه يقول لك عشرت تقول له لا يقول لك ما تعرفوش. فالمعرفة الحقيقية تيجي منين؟ من البشر. عشان كده if you hang around someone long enough you get to know the person way. In the same way when you spend time with God long enough you will know him. You will know him through his church. You will know him through his word. You will know him through the Holy Spirit that's abiding in you. As you spend the time in prayer, meditating on God's word, listening to what he would say to us, we will get to know him, what he likes and what he dislikes. Let's hear that. ازاي اعرف ارادة ربنا في حياتي؟ بل لو انت if you acquired the mind of Christ زي ما سأقول يقول اما احنا خلانا فكر المسيح you will be easy to know the will of God. It will be easy for you to know what God likes and what God doesn't like. يقول لك خرافي تعرف صوتي وتتبعني اما الغريب تهرب منه لانها لا تعرف صوت الغريب. خرافة تعرف صوت لما يكون a dear friend to you calls you on the phone just when he says hello without color ID you will recognize his voice. صح. لكن لو واحد stranger you cannot recognize his voice. بنفس الطريقة لو احنا عندنا the trained senses سنقول يقول الذين لهم الحواس مدربة the trained senses to recognize the voice of God they knowing God. وهنا I want to differentiate between two things knowing about God and knowing God. There is big difference. Many people know about God but they don't know God. We knowledge then دي الاساس اللي انت بتبني عليه خدمتك. زي ما هنتكلم بولس الرسول يقول سوري يوحنا يقول الذي رايناه الذي سمعناه الذي لمسناه بايدينا هو ده بنخبركم بيه. انت كخادم you need to preach Christ whom you know not whom you read about not whom you listen about but Christ whom you know. That's abiding in Christ. Going to the church doesn't make you a Christian when you go as a routine only. You will know about Christ. It is known Jesus Christ through the church that makes us Christian. في ناس بيجوا الكنيسة عشان يتعلموا عن ربنا لكن ما بيعملوش علاقة مع ربنا. دي مش هتفيدك. اللي يفيدك ان انت to know the Lord Jesus Christ through the church and thus you will have a relationship with Christ. فيبقى abiding means there is no rush. Abiding means you need to know him. The third aspect of abiding in Christ is allowing him to change us for the better. Then you cannot be around Christ without him changing you. To the best, of course, but to the better. But sometimes we resist this change. We want to be around him, ولكن we resist this change. That's not abiding. When you are around the Lord Jesus Christ will change you, and it is our changed life that are going to illuminate the people. لأني تقدر تتخيل كده أول ما يجي القمر تنعكس عليه أشعة الشمس يبقى منير. So the moon in itself is dark, but it reflects the light of the sun. In the same way, we are dark in ourselves. But when we are around Christ, our darkness will be changed into light, and thus we will become the light of the world. عشان كده لما ربنا قال أنتم نور العالم نقول دي معناها إن إحنا زي القمر. يعني زي القمر. يعني إحنا in ourselves we are dark. ولكن we reflect the light of Christ to the world. امتى يحصل الخسوف بتاع القمر؟ لما تيجي الارض تبقى between the sun and the moon. When the earth between the sun and the moon cannot reflect the small clips, right? In the same way, the earth and our world, when the light of the world come between us, the moon, Christ, the Son of Righteousness, then we will lose our illumination. شرق مضيين, شرق نور لمعنا. عشان نبقى effective in our ministry, our service as servants. علشان كده, you need to be around Christ to remove the earth from between the love of the world. شرق كل الناس كنسبة, do not love the world, do not love the world. Why? In order to keep your life. In order to illuminate to others, in order to be effective in your service and ministry. There are some servants who think that service is all about knocking on people's doors and inviting them to the church. But it is more than that. It is the way we live that counts. And I don't have to speak it. يعني ربنا إلهي من كتبه الفريسيين لموا على افتقارهم. صور ربنا لم يكبروا في سنة افتقارهم. كانوا نص جدا في الافتقار. قال لهم كده. تجوبون البر والبحر لتكسبون دخيلا واحدا. دخيلا واحد يعني ايه؟ تدخلوه في اليهودية. قال لهم ان انت يترابل land and sea in order to win one proselyte. This preaching, visitation, evangelism. لكن المشكلة ايه؟ قال لهم وبعد ما تكسبوه بتعملوا ايه؟ ابنا لكهنة مضاعفا اكثر. You need him, son of him, more than you. That's what the Lord said to Christ and Christ. علشان كده, if we do visitation, if we do evangelism, if we preach, if we teach about Christ, but our life is not abiding in Christ, we will not be effective. فخدنا مش بس صدقات وتحضير درس وخدنا انه درس الاحد يوم الحد. It's your life, who you are. تاني مجال اللي هو الخدمة مع الاخرين, وربما هنا يعني اركز على حكاية خدمتنا مع المخدومين نفسه. هي الريليشن شيب والاذر ريليشن. احنا اتكلمنا هنا على ازاي in the world is so changing so fast. We see a lot of stress in the world and a lot of pressure in the world. فلازم نعرف ان اولادنا اللي بيجوا المخدومين دولت جايين من very stressful society from Monday to Friday. فبيجوا الكنيسة they are looking for what? Looking for peace. عايزين ان هم they want to get away from all this stress that's in society. ف it is seen as nothing more than extension to the conflict that's going on in the office or in the school or in their world. They will not be attracted at all to our city or to our spirits. لو لقوا ان الكنيسة مليانة بالكونفليكس ومليانة بالمشاحنات والخصامات ويعني it became just another stress in their life. الكنيسة rich place of peace and joy. There's another stress in their life. هيجوا الناس دي عايزين يجوا الكنيسة من اجل ان هم to enjoy the peace of the world. طبعا the church should be a hidden place for all of us. Like it is us who create the troubles or conflicts within the church. If they see us as loving, caring people who they like to have around, then we will win them for Christ. يعني أهم حاجة في the quality of the servant to be a caring person, to demonstrate the care of Christ. عشان كده نسميه the pastoral care. Pastoral care. But how to show this care? Believe me, if you don't have the knowledge, but if you have the care, it is better than having the knowledge without the care. Knowledge موجودة في الكتب وممكن أي حد يدور عليه وكده. It is the care. إن أنت you reflect to them the care of God. The compassion. Our Lord Jesus Christ said that when we get the relationship with Him right, it also affects our relationship with our Christian. How we have عندنا the caring attitude and the caring heart, it is only through our relationship with Him. When we are abiding in Him, then His care will be extended through us to other Christians. عشان كده ربنا ادانا two simple commandments: love God and love one another. This is about the خدمة here. That is how we are going to reach people for Christ, through the care and through the love, by being a living testimony to Christ's love. دي الخدمة الحقيقية ان انت تعكس محبة ربنا ومحبة السيد المسيح الآخرين. دائما يدي security. This will give the peace, the security in this fast changing world. محبة ربنا. أنا أعرف كثير ربنا بيحبني. ونشعر إزاي بمحبة ربنا من خلال محبة الخدام. عشان كده لما نتكلم عن الخدمة كمحبة في كذا نقطة على حتة الخدمة كمحبة. فديس بولس الرسول يقول walk in love في أفسس 5:1-2. ديس بولس يقول إيه therefore be imitators of God as dear children and walk in love. Walk in love يعني إيه؟ يعني love that it is the atmosphere in which we walk. The atmosphere تخش بيت كده تلاقي بيت مليان حب. الأب والأم والأولاد كلهم بيحبوا بعض. تقول إن this house there is atmosphere of love. تخش بيت تاني تلاقي خناق وصوت عالي وصعيب وشكيمة. تحس there is no love in this house. فأنا بقول لك walk in love. هل إحنا بنخلي our churches and our Sunday school classes full of love? That's what, that is يعني the main preaching to our children. The main message لما وصلها لهم هي the love of Christ. عشان كده those who have attained Christ's love in their heart will watch it permeate their atmosphere and through it remove and having the union. And who is responsible for creating the atmosphere of love? It's us. إحنا اللي بنعمل the atmosphere of love ولا نعمل the atmosphere of conflict. As Christians, we are expected to always walk in the atmosphere of love that will ultimately become manifest in our actions, our work, and the way we serve each other. تاني حاجة ان الموتيف behind everything you do should be love. مش تقديت واحد الولاد اللي انت قصصهم هيحسوا تجارب بتحقق عليه تأديت واجب ولا عشان ابونا ضغط عليك وقال لكم الافتقاد مش هتفتقد مش هيخدم ولا انت بتعمل ده it's out of love. He will know the difference. Are you doing this out of compulsion or out of reluctance or out of love? He will know the difference. علشان كده قديس بولس الرسول يقول لك let all that you do be done with love. كل اللي بتعمله اعمله بالحب. بولس الرسول يقول and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, دي خدمة. And though I give my body to be burned, يعني ممكن تترك جسدك في الاستقاط وتطلع وتصدر من الصبح لغاية بالليل لغاية لما جسدك يحترق. لكن but have not love, it promises me nothing. It's nothing. زي بقول لك الولاد هيشعروا انت لما تستخدم طور معها you do it out of love ولا out of compulsion or reluctance or guilt or whatever. No matter how much, how long or how well you serve in or outside the church, if you do it without love, you will not reap any fruit out of it. فهي الموتيف should be love. اخر حاجة and love protects our freedom in Christ against turning into destructive selfishness. في tendency احنا وقت free. ربنا called us to freedom. شكرا في المسيح مفيش فروض. مش احنا عندنا فروض. الصلاة مش فرض. الصوم مش فرض. There is no obligation in Christianity. The New Testament states that the Son sets us free. إبن حررنا. علشان كده therefore it may seem that we are not under any obligation to pray or fast or go to church. And that's true. يعني إزاي أبقى under obligation في نفس الوقت أبقى حر. طيب. لما there is no obligation طب إيه اللي يحصل؟ يبقى فيه tendency إن this freedom to turn into destructive selfishness. It is freedom from turning into destructive selfishness. Then it's our love. علشان كده this freedom we could easily abuse our freedom in Christ and rest away. What then protects our freedom in Christ? St. Paul يقول in Galatians 5:13 يقول for you brethren have been called to liberty. للحرية. Only do not use liberty as opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. We see translation saying that through love be slaves to one another. اخدموا بعضكم بعض. It's like slaves. فهنا although I am free not to serve, يعني you are not obligated to serve. You are not obligated to give from your time and your effort to serve. Then you are free in Christ. Like, what makes you serve? What makes you enslave yourself to your children? It is your love for Christ. Through love, serve one another. So can I love that protect our freedom in the Lord Jesus Christ? We, yes, Christ has set us free, but through love, we deliberately offer ourselves to be servants of all and slaves to all. عشان كده ايه اللي خليكم تيجوا تصلوا وتحضروا الكنيسه وتفضلوا تخدموا وتحضروا الدرس؟ It's not the obligation because we are free. It is our love to Christ. It is the love that we have received from God. Once we get to understand this principle, we'll be able to apply in any area in our relationship with others. فمثلا submission كنا نتكلم عليه. Submission is not obligation. Submission by a wife to her husband is understood by many women as being slavery. However, the church does not teach this at all. But on the contrary, it is the sheer love and out of total free will that the godly woman submits to her husband. Her submission is submission of love, not the submission of the slaves. But what love protects our words and our preaching? Many people think that there is a contradiction between truth and love. How can I truly say, ولدنا اللهم عن ربنا واللي ماشيين في علاقات خطيرة واللهم جت دراجز واللي واللي. How I can serve them? If I tell them the truth, then I will offend them. How can honest بالنسبة لهم وفي نفس الوقت loving? Is there a contradiction between truth and love? Actually, God is love and God is the truth. So if God is both love and truth, then there is no contradiction. ربنا أنا الطريق والحق الحق والحياة. So God is the truth. والله محبة إبادات الله. فلو ربنا هو المحبة وهو الحق, then there is no contradiction between love and truth. بولس الرسول بقى في Ephesians 4:15 كخدام بقى يحطها لنا بطريقة جميلة أوي. يقول لك speaking the truth in love. That's the key point. إزاي أنت how to preach the truth in love. لو أنت you said the truth without love, تبقى harsh. If you become loving without saying the truth, تبقى hypocrite. But the Christian should speak the truth in love. Ephesians 4:15. So this example is the example of our Lord Jesus Christ مع Samaritan woman. We need to keep the balance between the truth and love. And love. The truth, if the truth said and communicated with love, truth will never be a fault in your life. مع Samaritan woman, ربنا, he confronted her, ولكن with a loving way. الأول لها إسهاب إلى الزور. إيه اللي يسميه زور؟ فقال لها هذا أجدت بالصدق. قال لها شعرات كان هي زوجة امرأة ثانية. ابدا. ابتدى المسيح to praise her honesty. قال لها you said this truthfully. لأنه كان لك خمسة أزواج. You have five husbands. And the man with whom you live is not your husband. شو ازاي كان الرقيب معاها في المعاملة؟ قال لها انت عايش في الخطية دلوقتي. قال لها اللي معاكي دلوقتي ده مش زوجي. معناها انا عايش في الخطية. لكن هو كاين. He told her the truth in a loving way. وعشان كده بالطريقة دي المرأة السامرية تحولت إلى كارثة وقالت تعال الإنسان أقر لي كل ما فعل. خبر المسيح أنها تبقى زانية روحي توبي غيري حياتك الداخلة في 220 كان حصل إيه معها؟ كان شو قدر في أمريكا مش قدر. جسد المسيح استبر من الأسلوب الناشف مع مين؟ مع الريليجيوس ليدرز اونلي. عارفين ليه؟ لأن هما زي ور بلايند. هما السكرايب اند فيريسيز والبريست وهاي بريست. زي ور بلايند. لكن سيدنا او كان الطريقة الوحيدة عشان يفوقهم هاز تو بي هارش وذ ذيم. لكن مع السنة الانسان اللي بيجي من العالم مكسور والخطية مبدلة والخطية تعباه and he is under a lot of stress, under a lot of pressure. He cannot handle another pressure. That's why, yes, you need to confront him with the truth, but you have to speak the truth in love. If love characterizes every word we say, will not lose anyone. Our relationship here, the relationship with the woman, وزي ما السين فعن محمد ده اللي هي الآية في محمد 17 لست أسألك أن تأخذهم من العالم بل أن تحفظهم من الشرير. So yes, this world is full of idolatry and paganism and satanism. لكن God عيدنا لآخر عالم. Why? Because we have a ministry to the world. The final relationship Christ speaks of in John 15 is our relation to the world. The Roman Rus outside the church. The Lord Jesus Christ calls us to testify in John 15:27. And we have to bear witness for him. وقال لنا several times and you are my witnesses and you will be witnesses. فلما ربنا قال لست خلق أن تأخذه من العالم، احنا النهاردة شفنا العالم فيه وده مطلق the early church fathers with the conscience of the world كمضمير للعالم. سو احنا وعندنا رسالة to become the conscience of the world. الكنيسة كده مفروض تبقى الضمير اللي بيفكك العالم وبيصحي العالم and lead the world to the truth. ازاي how gonna be light to the world and salt to the earth. كده عملت comparison between witness in the court where we witness to Christ. What does the word witness in our mean in the New Testament? The Greek verb used in the New Testament is martyrium. حفظ العربي تلاقي martyrium هي شهيد. شهيد يعني كلمة يشهد شهادة. أخبر؟ So which is the root from which we get the word martyr. عشان كده يقول لك أقوى شهادة للمسيح هي شهادة إيه؟ شهادة الدم. سفك الدم دي أقوى شهادة. So that is the martyria, the life of martyria. احنا as Christian we are called to live the life of martyria. الواحد لما بيجي بيشهد، بيشهد بإيه؟ لما بيجي وانت هوك تشهد في المحكمة والظلمة هتروح تشهد بإيه؟ If in a court of law a witness is simply a person who testified to what he had seen. بالضبط كده. فعشان كده لما تيجي تشهد المسيح شهادة المسيح مش what you read about him. يعني he is not the defense counsel for the accused nor the public prosecutor. He does not have to come up with a theory as to how it happened, nor is he to report words of mouth. He simply has to relate what he has seen or what he knows. That is shahadat al-Masih. عشان كده we are to testify to what we know personally about the Lord Jesus. Let's be witness to Christ. عشان كده go to number one, without having personal relationship with Christ, without knowing Christ, not knowing about Christ, you cannot bear witness to Christ. مثلا مش عارف حتى ازاي يكون witness for him. How to testify for him if you personally did not know him. وطبعا احنا we are not disinterested witnesses. يعني ايه؟ يعني احنا خدنا فايدة مش مجرد ان احنا بنحمي الشهادة and there is no interest بالنسبة لنا. لان الانترست اللي احنا اخدناه when we encounter Christ then what we do, he changes our life and he turns our darkness into light. If you feel it's difficult to witness for Christ, أخبرك, you are not alone. لأن you will do this through the Holy Spirit. ربنا قال كده من لا تهتموا كيف أظن تتكلمون لازم أنتم متكلمين بل الروح القدس الذي يتكلم فيك. وربنا يسوع المسيح نفسه بيقويك. We don't need to know the answers. We just have to be prepared to share what we do know about Christ. شارك لو انت فعلا عرفت المسيح شارك هذه المعرفة الحقيقية مع الآخرين. هي دي nobody knows all the answers. Perhaps our Christian witness is best put by St. John in Peter when he says لنا نتحدث من شوية الآية اللي هي that which was from the beginning which we have heard بسمعناه بقلبنا which we have seen with our eyes اللي شاهدناه بعينينا which we have looked at and our hands have touched اللي احنا لمسناه بايدينا this we proclaim concerning the word of God. That is the basic of witnessing to the world. ربنا عايزنا نكون شهود في العالم من خلال our personal relationship with him. That is the our testimony to the world. St. John was simply telling of what he had seen and heard of the Lord Jesus Christ. وزي ما قلت لكم ربنا قال لنا I will not leave you orphans, but I will send the Holy Spirit in order to enable us to witness to Him. عشان نشهد للمسيح. Witnessing to Christ requires courage, محتاجة شجاعة. Strength, محتاجة برضو قوة. But we are not simply left to get on with it on our own strength. لأن روح القدس هو اللي بيدينا الكورج والسترينث اللي احنا محتاجينه في الخدمة. مش كده ربنا قال لهم لا تفرحوا من أورشليم حتى تلبسوا قوة من الأعالي. قال لهم you will have strength from on high. With this strength will help you in your witness. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea, Samaria, and to the end of the earth. So yes, it needs courage, it needs strength, it needs power. It's not your own power, it is the power of the Holy Spirit to be the conscience of the warrior. في العالم المليان بالمبادئ الانحلال الأخلاقي والانحلال الفكري والانحلال الفلسفي. إزاي أنت تقف وتجاهد وتشهد لمسيحك؟ It's not your own power, it is the power of the Holy Spirit. Would not be here today if the early church had not recorded what they had heard and seen about Christ. يعني احنا النهارده how a faith was passed 2000 years to us. لان ابائنا الاولين, the early church fathers, عملوا ايه؟ They witnessed to Christ. And they shed their blood in order to keep the faith unchanged. نفس الكلام. Unless we witness to the world, even to the shedding of our blood, in order to keep the world, the church and the faith unchanged, we will not survive. فعشان محتاجين احنا to witness to the world. In early share, it wasn't long before the word martyr developed into our modern medium of martyr with the persecution under the Roman emperors Nero and Vatican. And it didn't take long time in the word martyr, a witness, to change from just witnessing through preaching into witnessing through shedding of blood. يعني نيرون كان سنة 67 وهو اللي سفك الدم سان بيتر اند سان بول وتطلقيان بعد كده تطال الثالث الميلادي وعصر الاستشهاد. The early church was persecuted because they refused to sacrifice to the emperor who was claiming to be divine. واحنا برضو when we testify to the truth, we will be persecuted. When we refuse the divinity of humanity, تأليل الإنسان والهيومانيزم وكل الحاجات دي, yes, we will be persecuted. But through shedding our blood, through witnessing to Christ, then the church will yes. The Romans saw this as an act of disloyalty when they refused to sacrifice to the emperor. But Christians put their witness to Christ before their own lives. حطوا شهادتهم للمسيح وبضمير للعالم بقت حياتهم الشخصية هم. Unlike in a court of law, witnessing to Christ transform your life and can have consequences. يعني عشان كده قلت ان احنا are not disinterested witnesses, لكن through witnessing to Christ احنا our life also will be transformed and will be changed. Christ Bolus Rasul يقول ايه, I beseech you therefore brethren by the mercies of God that you present your bodies a living sacrifice holy acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service, and do not be conformed to this world. Let us shake hands with God. It's very important. Be at our reserve in the world, not to be conformed to the world, but to be transformed by the renewing of mind, by acquiring the mind of Christ, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Then you have the conclusion that we have to come to. Do not be conformed to the world. احنا مش متعودين عشان نشكل هذا الضحك. But in order to be the conscience of the world and to be transformed by the renewing of our mind to be the mind of Christ, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable perfect will of God. So in conclusion, the challenge to us is our service a life-changing witness? أشعرني كده. This is impossible without abiding in Christ, loving the brethren, and witnessing to the world, and glory to God.
فضلنا 10 دقايق نجاوب فيهم كام سؤال من الأسئلة الموجودة. واحد يقول ما المقصود بالرد رأس المرأة والوصية التي تقول للزوجة الأخضعين؟ أنا شرحت كتلة الأخضعين في العيضة. رأس كلمة أرشي في اليوناني هي الترجم رأس، بتيجي بمعنى أحيانا الاوريجن او المادة، يعني ربك يعني ايه؟ يعني الابن موجود من الاب ولا الاب موجود من الاب؟ الابن موجود من الاب. مش كده لما يقول ان رأس المسيح هو الله، معناه ان the son is begotten from the father not the father is begotten from the son. فليمعنى فلما يقول رأس المرأة هو الرجل، معناها ايه؟ إن المرأة is a woman was created from Adam's rib, not Adam was created from Eve's rib. لما نيجي نقول إن رأس الرجل هو المسيح، لأن God created the man by his son. So the son is born from the father, and through the son the man was created, and from the man the woman is created. That's why رأس المرأة هو الرجل، رأس الرجل هو المسيح، رأس المسيح هو الله. واحد يقول when should we have communion and when we shouldn't have communion? It's going late into the liturgy. A reason for not taking communion. أنا ما أروح من ذلك كما بحكي له قصة بجد يعني. بيقولني كان وقت بيناوش وبعد كده جاله واحد فضول التناول. أنا ماشي قلنا جيت متأخر ممكن أتناول. فقولي أنا عايز أعرف فضول جيت متأخر قد إيه؟ قال ما لحقتش الجزء. طبعا انا لقيت متاخرين متقدرش تسمعني، بقولك ليه لقيت متاخر متقدرش تسمعني. كل الليتورجي and the prayers of the liturgy is aiming toward our purification. So then again, you are purified or you are pure because of the words that I spoken to you. أنتم أنقياء بسبب الكلام اللي سمعتكم به. فلما أحضر الدايات واسمع البولس واسمع الكاثوليكون واسمع الفرنسيس واسمع الإنجيل. All this, the word of God will purify my soul. So this purification is very important for communion. إن أنا there is no fellowship between pure and defiled. So I have to be pure in order to be in communion with God. مش كده الكنيسة يعني حاطة آخر الخط كده تقول لك على الأقل احضر الإنجيل، لأن دي آخر قراءة من القراءات. لكن طبعا إن المفروض الإنسان يجي بدري ويحضر القراءات ويحضر الحمل ويحضر كل الجسد. المشكلة إحنا في حياتنا الروحية عايزين نعمل إيه؟ لو الخط ده خط الخط ده فاصل ما بين الحياة مع ربنا والحياة في العالم، هنسيبنا نقول ده يعني دي كده الحياة في العالم ده الحياة مع ربنا. كتير مننا عايزين نعيش مع ربنا ازاي؟ عايزين نعيش مع ربنا عايزين نشوف الخط ده، عايزين نشوف الخط كده. They are looking for the minimum requirement for each. قال لك ايه منهم ريكوايرمنت عشان اروح السماء؟ احضر الانجيل. الانجيل الساعه كام؟ 10:30. يلا بسرعه عشان نحرق الانجيل عشان اكون في الكنيسه الساعه 10:30.
What is this?
For when you don't live in the abundance of the relationship, you cannot abide in Christ.
But for what is the minimum requirement?
قد ايه ليه اقدر اجي الكنيسه عشان اقنعه ايه؟ فلو ناكل انجيل كله بيظبط نفسه على ان يجي على الكنيسه. هل ده ابايدنج ان كرايست؟ ان انت تظبط يا ابونا قريت الانجيل بكره الساعه كام؟ وتظبط نفسك على الانجيل عشان تقدر تقدر. اتس نوت ابايدنج ان كرايست.
ما نعم خطياتي امامي في كل حين. إذا كانت الخطية تخطر بالتناول لماذا يتذكر الإنسان خطاياه؟ معنى خطيئة إيمانه في كل حين معناها لنا to remember that I am a sinner and I need the righteousness of God not my own righteousness. دي معنى خطيئة إيمانه لكن not the details, يعني it's not right to remember the details of the sins. تفاصيل الخطية ودي تردس الرسيل نقول ومن تذكر الشر المنجس الموت the remembrance of evil entailing death. لان مثلا في بعض الخطية لما تيجي تتذكرها it will bring memories that make you fall again in the same sin. ففي فرق بين remembering the details of sin and remembering that I am sinner even if I am forgiven through the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, but I am the chief among the sinners, as St. Paul يقول كده الخطاء الذين تولهم. إذا كان إنسان غضوب وكثير الشتائم ومغلوب من هذه الناحية هل صحيح أن يكون العلاج أن يتناول كثيرا كي تصعب النعم من خلال التناول كي يتغير علما بأنه لا يجذب مجهودا جادا ليتخلص من هذا الضعف؟ لا طبعا. يعني التناول ده ممكن يكون دينونة لأنه لا يجذب مجهودا زي ما شرحت لكم امبارح. You need to do your part and God will do his part. God will never do your part. The grace of God will never do your part. The grace of God will do what you cannot do. You need to remove the stone and God will raise ladders from the tomb. So you need to do your part. You need to offer the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. And God will use the 5 loaves and 2 fish to feed the multitude. Thank grace. Like again, you need to offer what you have, even if it is very, very little. So you need to try how to get rid of your sense of tongue. تبذل المجهود بتاعك نعم تشتغل لكن بدون بذل مجهود وجبت تتناول كل اسبوع فيها تخليك تتوب. It doesn't work this way. You need to work to do your part. If our church is built vertically, how come we are not recognized by other churches? I don't understand what you mean we are not recognized by other churches. Come on, what now? يعني we are not recognized by other churches. What do you mean but we are not recognized? Well known. دي يمكن معناها it's a lack of our evangelistic effort. ان احنا we don't go and preach.
Well, we're considered heretic by the company, the Greek church at a certain point, they consider us like heretic.
Okay, Homer, not all of the Greek, some fundamentalists in the Greek church, like somehow amongst and beyond answers, yes, they consider us heretics because they consider us as monophysite. Well, unfortunately, when you read in any book, Lutheran book, Homer in Shahin, we are not monophysite, we are meophysite.
The fact that monophysite meant mono means single. Meia means one. And there is big difference between believing in a single nature or one nature. Monophysite means single nature. Meophysite means one nature. Single nature means it is either the divinity or the humanity of our Lord Jesus Christ. ودي بقى خطأي لما قال ان ال humanity was consumed by the divinity. So it's single nature, that's monophysitism. We never have been monophysite. We are meophysite. Well, I want to introduce the right terminology. Well, that terminology is used by St. Cyril لما قال meophysis to theo to logos is arcumeni. Meophysis means one nature to theo to logos. For the logos of God, Theo God, logos, Sifat Khomeini, the incarnate. So it spoke about one nature out of two natures. But in Roma, they don't understand this, and they accuse us, it's false accusation. We are monophysite. That's why they people are being against us. So it's like Knesset, our Kirkus Ahmad al-Din, who are the Batar Kitana al-Rashri, who are the ad mea thesis. We never used the term monophysite. Because if God is always looking for our best interest and wants us to live a good and prosperous life, then why did he create Satan? Or did he create Satan? God created what? Angel. God created angel, not angel. Or did he create Satan? Or did he create Satan? But he rebelled against God. And why does he leave Satan practice? Because our God is just God. And just God means in whom he has to give Satan the freedom. But in the same way, because he is a merciful God, he gave us his grace and sent his Son to the world to empower us to defeat Satan and all his evil powers.
Здорово, все это следовательно не здесь дальше не играет.
واحد يقول you said if the changeable is accepted by God, then we take it. How do we make sure that things are accepted by God? Again, go to the fathers and see a part of their mind, and you will understand and you will know what's acceptable by God and what's not acceptable. وَالتَّنَّذَرْ رُحَيَّ Go to the spiritual father, talk to him, ask his advice, ask his counsel, and he will guide you to what's acceptable to God and what's not acceptable. How to prove the existence of God without the use of the Bible or dogma to unbelievers? Unlike the heavens declares the glory of God, as samaat hasman Allah wa al falak yukhbir bi amaliyati. You know this beautiful center? Like it or to look, you know what? In Canada, about 50 years ago, there was a big storm, and in that storm moved all these walls and put them here, and then the storm moves all these windows and put them there, and then another storm came and put the roof above us, and another storm put these chandeliers here and there. What do you believe me? So, when you see this building, you will say in CA, there is love. Definitely there is a little love. This building, Elohua, was put in this shape. Cannot just happen by accident, by chance. As a kid, just look to your body and see how everything in your body is very organized. Declare by chance, the world will fall up when you boom, when you start just by chance. مش كده قال القادر الجامع في قلبه ليس إله. فاكر كان في دكتور مسلم بيدرسنا فيسيولوجي في سنة تانية, كان اسمه الدكتور عمر زاهر. كان الدكتور ده كل ما يجي يشرح اللي مثلا فيسيولوجي اوف ذا اي كان يقف كده يقول سي اور جريت كرييتور. ازاي فعلا لما تيجي تدرس كده العين العضو الصغير ده هاو ات فانكشنز والفيسيولوجي بتاعه فعلا زيرس كريت كرييتور بنعمل. لو مجرد تأملت كده في جسمك تعرف ان في خلق. ده بيقولوا انت عارف الانهارد عملوا مثلا هارت لانج ماشين, عملوا ارتفيشال كيدني, لغايه النهارده ما عملوش ارتفيشال ليفر. ما عملوش, عارفين ليه؟ بيقول ان اوردر تو ميك ارتفيشال ليفر السايز بتاعه عشان يقوم بالميتابوليزم بتاع كل الميتابوليزم بتاع الانسان, its size will be 3 times the size of the whole earth. It's impossible to do. فعلشان كده شوف ربنا يعني مجرد انك عضو صغير زي الكلب ده تشوف how it functions, then there's a creator.
واحد يقول it's broken, يعني بعد كده رفع اقنعته من التزيل السيجار. How to convince that this God is our Lord Jesus Christ again without the use of the Bible. People want evidence but not through something they doubt in. طبعا ده مظبوط. هنا بقى الكيس حته الكومباريتيف ريليشنز اند كومباريتيف ستادز. انت هاو تو نو ذا تروث فروم ذا فولس, يعني ثرو الكومباريتيف ستادز. وبعدين احنا ربنا جيف اس ذا انتلكت ان اوردر وذ اور انتلكت اف وي ستادي اند كومبير وي كان ريتش ذا تروث. وفي طبعا حاجات كتيرة comparative studies between the different religions, وهنا just using the intellect and if you compare you will find out and you came to the conclusion that our Lord Jesus Christ is the true God. نكتشف كده عشان الوقت.
How can we initiate a dialogue between you and someone who doesn't believe in Bible and said that this is the
We cannot force. وربنا قال روحوا وبشروهم. يعني ما أقلكمش أن تضعوا بارد الشيء of the last year. فأنتظر نحن we want to evangelism is not imposing our relationship on others or our love on others, but it is preaching our love. And this is big difference between forcing others to accept. For whom if they refuse, how can you convince them you cannot? Now then about the forceful insan in different situations. And this situation then of the Badu Mikumbar can be moments of intervention. We have to have our eyes open to intervene in this time. Where when we intervene, we can meet them. You know, another thing,
لما تيجي تقارن بقى تتكلم عن القارن تشوف هو عايز يقارن بين ايه، مش عايز يقارن بين المسيحيه والاسلام ولا المسيحيه واليهوديه ولا المسيحيه والبوذيه، واخد بالك؟ فانت ممكن بقى تبتدي تقارن تقول ده لا وده لا، تقدم له بقى مقارنه لو هو فعلا he's asking to understand he's asking to learn he's sincere in searching for the truth. And believe me, if a person is sincere in searching for the truth, he will find the truth. Rabbeinu doesn't want to confuse us. St. Paul was persecuting the church, but he was searching for the truth. فأخير رابين قال ولكن روحين لأني فعلت هذا الرجاح فعدم هناك. أنا رأيت بظن أن أنا لما بأسئكم بقى في خدمة رابينه. So he was searching for the truth. And God guided him even in a miraculous way. So God will open the door. We have فتح لي فتح لي الرب بابا. So God will open the door. God will open the discussion. God will open the dialogue. If the person is sincerely searching for the truth. لكن نصيحت ليكم ما تضغطوش مع الناس ولا تخش في مجادلة مع الناس اللي هي رافضة. قول لا تركض ناركم أمام الخنازير ولا تركض قدسة للكلاب. كلمة خنزير وكلاب في الـ in this context بيهم غير المؤمنين واختبت بهم الشنطايز. فالدرر والقدس ما تترحوش كده لألا هما يدسوا أقدامهم ويكتسوا فالمرزقوه. الكتاب قال لنا كده if they are willing to learn they are seeking sincerity then we will talk to them and we need to search for the يعني المومنت of intervention اللي هو ربنا بيرتبها في حاجة كل إنسان in order to intervene during this one. ربنا معاك واستمعنا حب الخير و بإذن الله كده تكون المحاضرات دي سبب تغيير في حياتنا وسط هذا العالم المتغير. How we change our life in order to be witnesses for our Lord Jesus Christ and glory to God forever.